Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, every Sunday morning, as you guys know, 8 to 9 a.m. And if you're on our website checking us out, yeah, there's a whole list of different topics on our website for different things, from Alzheimer's to decluttering, to financial, to legal. So it's a wide gamut. In fact, somebody asked me the other day is that, you know, what is your theme for this month? I said, well, a theme for every issue is aging. You know, there's no one theme that we can cover for the whole magazine. Every magazine has a wide variety of topics, a wide variety of examples and stories of healthy aging, legal, financial. So it's really important. And I tell people, as you get older, a lot of things are going to happen in your life. I mean, I consult and talk to families just about every day of the week, including the weekends. A lot of it's people I didn't see, I know, I haven't seen in years. I was at a restaurant last week, and I saw a buddy of mine. He came in and he said, Mom, it was in a hospital, they're being discharged. I said, well, okay, you make sure you have a discharge plan. And he goes, what is that? So we spent time. So he called me that night. We talked for about half an hour. I gave him a ton of things and the information. He goes, Percy, that's a lot of stuff. I said, yeah, let's take one thing at a time and we'll move forward. So I followed up with him a week later and kind of got things in place. But, you know, now he says he wants his a family member, his cousin, to take care of Mom for another week. I said, well, unless they're trained in caregiving and understanding the needs and concerns that your mother's going to have, I recommend a professional. So we call one of our Generations Partners companies to interview them, because it's really important to interview the company, different companies, understanding what caregivers do and don't do. There's a lot of things that caregivers can do besides help you in and out of a chair, possibly feed you, but you know, there's a lot they can clean, help do light house cleaning. They can do preparing lunch or heat up lunch. They're not going to cook you lunch, but they can heat up sandwiches. So it's really important to understand what they can and cannot do and put them to work. I mean, I know families are, well, they sit there all day long. I say, well, put them to work. Get them. There's things that they can do. Look, there's always give you a list of things that a home care provider can give you, what the caregiver or the CNA can do. But remember now, not all these caregivers have to be CNAs, certified nurses aides. It would be nice to have them to have that. That way they're a little bit trained, but just got to ask a lot of probing questions. If you don't know, give me a call, email me through the magazine. I can forward you to some companies, or I can answer some simple questions for you myself as well. So, but anyway, one of the biggest topics I run into just about 4 to 5 days a week is Medicare questions. So today's show, guys, is all about preparing for Medicare. That's all we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about plans per se, but really want to talk about as you turn 65, or if you're like me, 61, looking at down the road, 4 years down the road, and planning and talking to people and different plans. Like if I want to travel off the island or off the mainland internationally, what kind of plans I should look for? What are important things I should ask? Because let me tell you, you know, I always tell the story that several years ago, my clutch, I haven't had a car in 20 years. My clutch went out. I was like, wow, this is weird. You can put your clutch all the way down. Nothing moves. So I called up AAA. No, I called my mechanic. And my mechanic said, oh, you got to bring it in. I think it's this. Oh, okay. So I called AAA, got my car towed. And I hate to use the word Portuguese, but a Portuguese driver, nice guy, you know, was driving me to town. He goes, what's wrong with your clutch? I said, well, I can push it all the way down. What about this? And I found out it was not a big job. But my mechanic said it was a big job. But the nice driver said, no, just tell him this. So I took my car in. Instead of $500, it was like $100. And I go, wow. So I know a lot of things, but certain things I'm not good at. So ask the questions. If not, ask the professional you're working with. What kind of questions, what things should I know? And so a good professional will start asking you questions about what your important needs, wants, and concerns are. So we have today Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance, our sponsor for the show, and she's one of the most knowledgeable people that I know around and a partner in a magazine. So Margaret, thank you and welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, you know, you're like the third time you've been on the show, and our webinars have things, and I talk to Medicare people every day. I golfed with a Medicare guy last week. It just so many of my friends getting ready to looking at Medicare or planning a retirement, or they haven't planned retirement. I mean, I always tell people you got to have to plan. You can't just wing it, especially with Medicare. So let's talk about just planning for Medicare. So I'll talk about me later on. I'm only 61. But let's say you're 64. Let's talk about if you're working or not working, what are some of the things that you need to think about when you're looking at Medicare? Because now, last show, I think you said Medicare doesn't send you anything anymore, do they?
No.
They used to, right?
I think time ago. Well, they will send you something if you already have a spouse that's retired.
Okay.
If you are already taking Social Security retirement benefit.
Okay.
So they know about you and they will send you a card. But if you are just turning 65, you don't have any retirement. The Social Security isn't really aware of you in that sense that you're not drawing any kind of benefit. You will have to call them.
Oh,
yeah.
Or you contact a Medicare specialist yourself, right?
Or call me. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And yes. So, what's that process like? Do they send you a booklet or? What's that process? I thought there was a booklet, like a big booklet.
Oh, yes. Every year, there's a Medicare and You book.
Yeah, and but you don't get it automatically then.
When you're taking Social Security, when you have Medicare Part A, they will send it to you.
Automatically?
Automatically. Okay. Because they know about you now.
Okay, yeah.
And so let's
If you're on Social Security now, they know about you, they're going to send you the book too?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Anyone over 65. Or if you're on disability for more than 2 years, Social Security disability for more than 2 years, and you're under 65 and you qualify for Medicare Part A and Part B, then you'll get that book also.
Okay. I have a question. So this happened to me just yesterday. I was talking to a person, not 65, they're 58 on disability. And so they have insurance and disability income. What is that insurance, Medicare? Or disability insurance?
It depends what kind of disability they were on.
They got an accident. They're basically had, they can't work.
If there's on like workers' comp?
No, they were going to school, college, 38 years ago.
Okay. So, as I said, there's different kinds of disability, but to qualify for Medicare.
It's full disability, pretty much.
You do have to qualify and apply for Social Security disability. So once you.
They have that.
Deem that you are disabled and you are on disability for 2 years, then you can qualify for Medicare Part A, which is your inpatient hospital and nursing home, and Part B with your outpatient services. And that you can qualify before age 65.
Okay.
As long as you're on Social Security disability for more than 2 years, then they'll allow you to sign up for Medicare.
Okay, not to throw that wrinkle and question to you, but because I know you specialize with people over 65.
No, nope.
You just happened to me yesterday. That's the reason why.
Well, I deal with people that's on Social Security disability, or they have been on disability, but it hasn't been 2 years. So that 2 year time of notifying and qualifying for Social Security disability, then Social Security will track that at the end of the 2 years. Then they will send you the Medicare Part A and B card.
Okay. All right, let's talk about people that are still working.
Yes.
They're going to retire.
Yes.
And let's talk about what kind of insurance. Let's say they have HMSA or Kaiser right now or United. Well, they would.
UHA.
UHA. So they're on that. They're going to retire at 65. They're planning it out now. What happens, first of all, if they stop working and they're going to get their own, or if the employer is going to be able to pay that? Let's talk about the one where they're going to retire at 65, and what do they do now?
Okay, if they're going to retire at 65 and I know about it, they call me. Throughout the last, I've been doing Medicare for over 15 years. I've been doing hundreds of educational seminars.
Right.
Anytime anybody.
And if you want a seminar,
Call me.
Call Margaret or call.
I can do individual. I can do it on Zoom, like I just did with one of the local banks here. 3 Zoom meetings for their bank employees that were either aging in, turning 65, or have a spouse that's turning 65. And they had questions. So we don't charge, as you know, for our services because we feel that this is really knowledge.
Well,
that
not a lot of charge anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And we just feel that we want to educate our seniors what to expect and how to understand what they should be looking for in a particular plan. So you can't charge people for that. I'm not, you know.
Well, you don't get paid anyway by the
consumer,
the senior anyway. Because
we get paid by the
plan.
By
so
the
whatever
carriers.
Whatever carrier you choose, they all get the same commission anyway, right? Pretty much.
Yes.
So, you know, their goal, guys, like Margaret's goal, is always to educate you. Make sure the plan fits your needs, specific needs, and current specific needs, right?
Exactly, because we actually tailor it and customize it based on your actual doctors and actual medications. So because everybody's
changes
every year, and we do this annual review between your open enrollment or annual enrollment period. Between October 15 to December 7th, because all Medicare plans, you can make a change. So there is not any plan that you're stuck with.
Yeah, people don't need to realize that. And maybe they're comfortable or complacent, but they need to, especially if they have a major life-changing health event, they
exactly.
need to look at that. Okay, so they're going to retire at 65. They have HMSA or Kaiser UHA. And then the company's not going to cover their plan when they at 65. So they have to go out and choose a plan, right?
If they're actually going to retire,
right.
then they have to look for their own. So I educate the employer groups, the employer itself, the HR manager especially, to contact us when any of their employees start turning 65, 64 and a half, at least 3 months prior to their actual retirement date, whatever it is, either on their birthday, they contact me 3 months before because we want them to apply for their Medicare Part B, A and B, by contacting Social Security. And also, right now with the pandemic still lockdown, it's Social Security saying for the members, this can take them 60 days minimum to get their Part B effective. So there are some people that just wait until the very last minute and may not have it effective, and they may end up having to pay for COBRA, which means that they pay what their employer has to pay, plus 2% themselves, while they're waiting for their Part B to be effective. Or if they're under 20 employees, and if their company has under 20 employees and they don't qualify for COBRA, then they have to go into the individual market to have some kind of coverage through the Affordable Care Act, through Kaiser or HMSA. And then 3 months before their birthday, then they will contact myself, hopefully, our office, just for a consultation, just to understand what the process is.
Happened to a friend of mine, actually, now I think about that, when they were retired, and somehow the plan, they needed to get a plan for like 6 months, and it was like $1,000.
Exactly. Very expensive, but yes.
And I think it was $2,000 for the whole family.
Yes.
So guys, we're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance, and especially if you're looking to retire, you know, call her up, and or talk to your HR department, because a lot of times HR employees, they're a great resource, but when it comes to specifically to Medicare, that's a whole can of worms.
Yes.
And I don't think an HR director, unless they're really, really knowledgeable or they have been trained by you, doesn't want to get involved by misspeaking about Medicare. Because
especially the Medicare rules change every single year. So right now we're getting prepared to get certified for every single plan that we want to represent, to make sure that we're up to date with all the Medicare changes and updates. So this is something that we have to do every single year for every carrier, for every plan.
So this is July 2021. So the plans don't start, or you can't start talking to people until October 15th?
We can't enroll anybody until October 15th.
We can start talking about
But
October
we can
7th.
Talk about what the changes are starting October 1st. That's when we will know all the changes, the medications that are covered by the different drug plans, the different medical plans. And also, they'll give us time to look up their doctors to see whether their doctor participate with a particular plan that they're looking at. Because, and we totally explain to them really how Medicare works, which is they can go with a Medicare Advantage plan, which is very popular to most people. Because, first of all, some of the plans are zero premium or low premium, and you have all those extra value benefits. Not all plans, by the way. Keep in mind, you see these commercials with Joe Namath out there saying that you're going to get free dental.
I know, Joe
free.
Namath, and what, it was some other actor or football, or baseball, Johnny Bench, I think I saw.
Well, they're all out there.
Yeah.
And it's just listing a whole menu of free stuff. Not any one plan's going to give you all of that.
All of that.
So what we want to do when we meet with you is, what are your specific needs? What are your priorities? And we will customize the plan based on your needs. But most importantly, it really determines on two major things. Who are your doctors? Because we want to make sure that the doctors you're going to participate in the plan that you're looking at. And the second most important thing is your medication. So even though it's a personal health information that you don't have to disclose it to us, we ask your permission, because once we know that, we can give you a spreadsheet about six different options, three Medicare Advantage and three Medicare supplement option or standalone drug options, so that you can see side by side one medication that you're taking, same name, same dosage, same everything, but the cost of that drug could vary dramatically from one plan to the other. So don't feel that if you're already on a plan and they covered you and you love that plan this year, that there's not going to be a major change next year.
So the friend of mine that I saw at a restaurant asking about the mother, he just called me back yesterday or the day before yesterday and saying, hey, by the way, the mother had a stroke.
Yes.
And she's taking her medications, $500 a month.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes. There are thousands.
He said, isn't there a plan? Isn't there a way to get that reduced? I said, well, I'm not a Medicare specialist, but I was going to ask you because I knew you were coming on. But so I said, is there a generic? He goes, no, there's no generic.
Yes. So if you're already in the plan in the middle of the year and you have a major health issue and you're prescribed a very expensive brand name drugs, your doctor, so that's why we really take care of our doctors, because they're so busy with so much paperwork right now with Medicare.
Right.
And if they're willing to write a letter to the manufacturer based on your income, if you're on the lower income side, they will try to see the manufacturer will give you a special term where they can give you the medication dramatically reduced or potentially free. But that takes a long time of a process. If your drug that you are on the drug plan that you're on, either a Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone drug plan, isn't covered at all, you're just going to have to pay that retail cost.
Yeah, while you're talking, go ahead and talk. I'm going to text my friend and say, give you a call.
Okay. And then the other thing is that we also recommend to our clients about some free discount drug plans like GoodRx. It's an excellent choice.
Is that good?
Oh, excellent.
I see the commercials.
They're very good.
Okay.
It's not going to be really reduced, but it's going to be sometimes reduce enough that it's better than sometimes the Medicare rates, but definitely better than retail rates. The other plan that is I just went blank with them. But there's other plans out there that are discount plans. You don't have any membership. You just look up your medications on these various plans based on the pharmacy. That's the other key, is that the pharmacy that you go to will determine or may determine the cost of the drug. So if you go to a GoodRx, then they'll give you a list of all the different pharmacies at the different costs. And you, of course, will check the lowest cost, call that pharmacy, show that rate under GoodRx. It's that actor that says the West Wing guy. It's cost something. Anyway, it'll come to me. But those are a lot of very good discount plans that we'll look for you. Or if you're in the donut hole and you're paying the...
Well, what's a donut hole now?
Okay, sorry.
On forgetting what a donut hole, that's the reason why.
No sure problem. And a lot of people have a hard time explaining it. What happens under the prescription drug plan that started under President Bush way back when?
Right.
When you first go into a new plan every January, or when you retire, some plans, if it's a, especially if it's a brand name drug, there are some deductibles only for the brand name drug. So there are different tier system. Most plans have five different tiers, and some plans will have tier one and possibly two that are generics that will not be subject to the deductible, but tier three, four, and possibly five will have a minimum of $445 deductible for a standalone drug plan. On the Medicare Advantage side, some higher cost plans won't have a deductible, but there will be some kind of deductible. So we want you to be aware of that, and that's why we do that research for you. So you know we have no preference one way or the other. The other question we ask about is which pharmacy you go to, because if you like to go to Long's, but Long's is not a preferred pharmacy for that particular drug plan or that particular Medicare Advantage plan.
Never thought about that.
Exactly. Then we want to make sure that you know about it.
I don't want to change.
Excuse me?
A lot of people don't want to change.
I know, and no problem. If they want to continue to go to Long's, what we will do is give you the same plan, but let you know what it will cost you by going to a non-preferred pharmacy.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Like Walgreens, you know, PharmaCare.
PharmaCare is more of what they call a pharmacy. They are not the actual carrier for the drug itself. They provide different plans, but you can pick up drugs there. But so what we really want to go is whether the pharmacy that you go to. So if you go to Long's, you go to Walmart, you go to Time Supermarket, whatever that location is, let us know. Because we don't want you to go there and find out they're not a preferred pharmacy, and they'll come to me and say, Margaret, you said they were supposed to be, you know, $10 for my medication. It's now they're charging me $15.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, learn something new today, George.
Well, that's why I say
Kaiser, Walgreens, you know, PharmaCare, CVS. Who else is there?
Star.
Times.
Star Supermarket.
Star. Yeah. They're not all the same.
They're not. The drugs, the cost of the drugs within that particular pharmacy could change.
Wow.
So that's why I say when you look at the GoodRx, Simple Care.
But is it all the same?
No, they'll look it up based on the pharmacy and what the cost is. So they'll give you the cost based on the pharmacy location. So obviously you'll go to the one that has the lowest cost.
And I think it's William Shatner, right? Wasn't he on the commercial? I thought he's on one of the commercials.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Martin Sheen.
That's what I was thinking of. That's Simple Care or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I didn't really think about that. I mean,
There's a lot of things. So
guys, you got to question the pharmacist. Otherwise, if he says too high, by the way, I texted my friend. He said, call Margaret. By the way, Margaret, before we take a break, what's the phone number? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Call my office, area code 808-591-4877.
Yeah, just give them a call, leave a message. Margaret will call you back. If not, Josie, her assistant, will call her back. Okay, before we take a break. So, let's recap. You need to make sure you talk to HR director. If the HR director has a blank look on her face or his face, okay, call Margaret. She can talk to HR director about when he can retire, get the specific date, right?
Yes.
And then you sit down with Margaret. You look at your medication. Like, I don't take any medication. So when this pharmacy stuff comes up, I have no clue what you're talking about. I hate going to doctors anyway. And then your doctor. Now, can they look it up or you always look it up?
I look it up because even sometimes the doctor's office don't know all the plans they participate in.
That's true.
So we just make sure that
you don't talk to your doctor. You talk to the office manager or the
exactly
case manager or care manager. They don't have a clue.
Yeah. So okay. We look it up for them because we want to know what the plan says, but they should also check with their, especially their primary care physician and say, oh, by the way, I'm going to Medicare. I'm looking at this particular carrier and plan. Are you okay with it? Some doctors will say, no problem. You know, I participate with them. Others may have some strong feelings. So we just don't want you to be surprised because we'll do whatever it is that meets your need, not ours.
So, yeah, guys, I mean, like I said, I went to the doctor yesterday for a client, and, you know, doctor always want to tell you what they think you should do. But when I started questioning things like physical therapy, you know, we recommended Moon Physical Therapy for aqua therapy. We recommend Makai Mobile or Prime PT for home PT. they can come to your home. Because a lot of times they're going to give you who their friends are. But let me tell you, I've tried and tested all these guys for physical therapists, and these guys are the best that I've found. They are partners in a magazine, obviously, but I vetted them, and I know how they work. One I sent to my parents, one I sent to my brother-in-law, one I went to myself.
Yes.
So I know how they work, and you got to have an advocate on your side because it's really, really important. Nothing has doctor's recommendations, but you always got to ask them. I'm a big fan of aqua therapy.
Yes.
And I swam before I came. That's why I look a mess right now. Because why is right across the street. But it's really important to, you know, be ahead of this game when you're ready to retire. So my last question before we take a break. When should I start planning for Medicare? 6 months out, a year out, month out?
You can do, I have people calling me 2 years before. Because every time I do an educational seminar, I leave them a card that says Medicare questions, ask me. So I say, keep it next to your file cabinet. When you're ready to retire, call me. I have people calling me say, oh, you came to my business 5 years ago. I kept your card and now I'm ready. I said, fantastic. How are you doing? Anytime you think you have a question, if it's way too early, I'm going to tell you. But never hold back because you don't want to miss that window.
You don't want to hold back.
I'd rather
you
call me early. Exactly.
I'm sure Margaret had all kind of questions thrown at her. That's what I do. And I know she knows the answers. So, all I can say is I want people to be prepared.
Exactly.
Don't be reactive and say, oh, by the way, I this is July. You know, I turned 65 in April, right? Was I supposed to apply for something?
Exactly.
Like somebody asked that question. I said, yeah. But I'm on my husband's one. That's okay, but you still have to apply for?
Part A.
Got it. Okay. We'll take a short break. We're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. Again, your phone number, Margaret?
Erico 808-591-4877.
And this is about preparing for Medicare. So talk to your HR director, talk to your spouse, talk to your friend, or go online. And this show will be on our website in the next coming week. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
5914777. Who's got the best deals in Vegas around? Call 5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play. 5914777 today. Good luck, we go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. We're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance, one of our sponsors and also a partner in Generations Magazine. So the June-July issue is out with Coach Larry Price. Thanks to our Neighbor Island people that got a hold of the magazine and sent some comments in, and Oahu people too, because it was a great story. I mean, in fact, one lady emailed me and said, you know, I saw your magazine, but I'm not a sports person. So I picked up the magazine for my husband. And she's like 69 years old. I was like, oh, God, that's really nice. Was, yeah, you know, I read the story. Like, wow, it was really well written. And I didn't know that much about Larry, but now I do. And like, what a guy. Yeah, great. Larry's been around for a while, yes. But he's well-versed on a lot of different topics, especially in business. And the photo shoot, yes, we had a great crew there. Levi Stanley, if you remember, you know, it's so funny. The guy called me from Kauai. I said, yeah, I went to Roosevelt like Coach Larry, but I'm much younger. But I was at UH when Coach Larry was coaching football. And he goes, yeah, Levi Stanley, Cliff LeBoy, Pat Richardson, Mike Perkins, Simeon Alo, Coach Lumpkin, and Rick Blangiardi. Yeah. And Rick Blangiardi spent quite a bit of time. And, you know, I did talk to him about senior things. And he kind of got it. Hopefully, he puts us on the top 10 list of priorities of the whole 50 topics that he's got to be worried about, let alone the rail and all the crime and everything like that. But, yeah, it was a great photo shoot. Great article. I think you're going to like it. Coming August, September, diabetes is a big, big topic, guys. We'll have them on very shortly. Dante Carpenter, the Omaha former representative or senator from the Big Island, but also Big Time Oha guy. We did a photo shoot with him and his grandkids and his daughter, Deanne, who's actually a doctor. She teaches at Jabson, and she's going to talk about diabetes and prevention. And so she's very involved with the American Diabetes Association here in Hawaii. So they'll be on very shortly. And I didn't realize how prevalent diabetes is.
Absolutely. I think it's the one that's number one.
Yeah.
Next to kidney disease.
Unfortunately. So we'll be covering that in August, September issue. But so, Margaret, we're talking about this show, guys, is all about planning for Medicare. So, okay, we talked about somebody's going to retire at 65 and what to look for. Now, let's just say somebody's not retiring at 65. They're covered by HMSA, Kaiser, or UHA, and they're going to continue to work. Like, I probably will continue to work until my probably 70s. Don't quote me on that, guys. But yeah, probably. Because I love what I do. But let's say I'm going to work to 70. I'm 65 and turning 65 next month, and I have HMSA, Kaiser, or UHA. And then does it automatically, do I keep the regular, the same policy I have now and just apply for Medicare Part A? Or do I switch into a Medicare plan of HMSA, Kaiser, or UHA? Or UHA doesn't have Medicare.
No.
So do I have to switch into an HMSA or Kaiser plan?
You always switch into Medicare.
Right.
And under the Medicare plan options, there are, here in Hawaii, you have Kaiser for HMO, for Health Maintenance Organization. You have HMSA, UHA, University Health Alliance, Humana, WellCare, Ohana Health.
Right.
So they're the five main carriers.
Well, I like HMSA or Kaiser because I have that now.
Yes.
So do I have to switch to Medicare, Kaiser, or HMSA?
Yes.
Oh.
If you're going to be not covered by your employer group plan. And it's really important people understand that when you turn 65, there cannot be a gap in coverage. From the time
there
that you...
There cannot be a gap in coverage. What does that mean?
When you are coming off of a group medical plan,
mm-hmm.
You're over 65,
mm-hmm.
you need to apply for Medicare Part A and B, preferably even before you retire, so that Medicare will be in place for you to transition from your group medical plan into Medicare. I have people that are that decided to, after they retire and they're not covered by the Medicare plan or their group medical plan or the COBRA, if they're a large company, because it's too expensive. And they just don't have medical for a couple of years. It's very critical because if you have that gap in coverage between your group medical plan and into Medicare Part A and B, then you cannot apply for Part B, A and B, until January to March the following year, what they call the open enrollment period, and to be effective the following year, July.
Hmm.
So that gap in coverage is super critical, especially if you're still, say you're working, you're over 65, you're changing jobs. Get that COBRA. Don't take that chance of being without coverage for that 1 month, because when you're ready to retire after you are 68, 70, whatever it is, and they look back at that 1 month of gap in coverage, you cannot go into Medicare.
I think I was, that's what happened to my friend. Month. I think I was telling you about that. Yeah.
Yes.
So what's the solution to that? Just plan ahead?
Plan ahead. Or just plan ahead to pay for that individual medical for that 1 month of coverage.
Would HR would tell them that?
HR do not understand any of this.
Yeah, I mean, not to say anything negative about it, but yeah, that's not their job anyway.
That's not their job. Yeah. And then because Medicare changes every year.
Yeah, so guys, plan ahead. Whatever happens, whether they're working or not, plan ahead. Call Margaret because it's really important. That, like I said, that happened to a friend of mine I was golfing with last week. And I was like, $1,000 for him, but $2,000 for him and his son.
Because it's everything for them, especially for the employer, all the medical is costing a lot more because it's all based on age. So if you have a lot of people that are older, the premium is humongous. That's why a lot of businesses, if you notice, are like wanting to hire much younger people because then their group medical plan will be significantly lower
cost.
Yeah,
but then they can hire an older person who's past 65 and say, I don't need insurance. I already have my own, right?
They can say that. They can waive their group medical plan, which will be wonderful for the
employer,
and still give the person that's working full-time, that's on Medicare, some safety valve that something happens and they no longer can work that 20 hours for consecutive weeks to qualify for the group medical plan, then they already have their Medicare and they don't have to worry about it. So I usually recommend for the employer, if they are having a senior, and I really encourage our employees to hire people over 65, especially if they have a Medicare plan. Pay them a little bit more because you're saving $1,000 of their group medical plan if they're already on Medicare. Pay them a little bit more because, you know, with seniors, that generation, they know how to come to work on time. They show up every day and they show up on time. They do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, for a lot of businesses that have a much older population, one of the hardware store that I used to work with, I mean, they have employees in their 70s and early 80s because they love coming to work because their workplace is where they meet all their friends and their customers are their friends. So working for them is an outlet to keep themselves active and having a purpose in life of going somewhere every day. And I think that is very, very important. So they don't have to worry about meeting the minimum amount of hours. They already have their Medicare in place, and it's a good place for them just to support their employer and also keep themselves healthy.
Yeah, people don't, employers, I mean, they should be really looking at the senior marketplace for employees because there's actually a very good interview. If you can go online, you can Google it or go to YouTube. It's called the Millennial Interview. Not sure if you ever heard of it, but if you get a chance, guys, it's quite funny. Not to bash millennials, but every time I show it to a millennial, they go, yeah, okay. Anytime I show it to a senior or baby boomer, he goes, yeah, okay. It's quite funny. it looks real, but they're actors. But I mean, look for employees that are older, the Medicare, they already have Medicare. Okay, so I'm working. I'm not going to retire at 65. I'm going to continue. And I have to switch from an HMSA regular plan to an HMSA Medicare plan?
Senior, even when you're working, they have, when you turn 65 and you want their senior advantage plan, it was a much lower cost for the employer.
Does the employer cover that? Or do I have to pay for that?
If they're working 20 hours, the employer has to pay for that. But for HMSA, if they're no longer actively working enough hours to qualify for medical, then they go to the Akamai Advantage under HMSA or go to the other three carriers.
So how different is my HMSA plan now or Kaiser plan now compared to is a watered down plan? Is it not as robust plan versus my Medicare, HMSA, or Kaiser plan? Are the benefits less?
Yes.
Really?
You're restricted to only going to doctors that accept Medicare.
Yeah, that's a big issue.
Yes.
And also, they don't cover dental and vision.
No, those are considered riders. But a lot of employers now, because of the economy, are not, they're riders. They don't have to provide that. So some of them are even actually charging for that to their employees that want it. Because again, I had an employer, a seafood company, they said, I pay for all of our HDS for all of our employees. They never go.
The what?
They never go to the dentist.
Oh.
So they feel like they're wasting money, but they still do it. But so some employers just say, you know what? If they want it, they pay for it. And they offset that because if they're a good employer, they're going to give them a raise that's going to cover for that dental and vision.
Got it. But the key thing is the doctors and the medications,
Truly. Because, don't look at the goodies, what I call them. You know, the health club membership, this, that, and the other. They're wonderful. But that's not the whole reason you're going to a specific plan. The plan will be, what are your doctors that you're going to and you don't want to change? And what are your medication? But the medications, the rude awakening for some of the cost of medication on the Medicare drug plan is humongous.
Yeah, give me an example.
Under a group medical plan, your brand name drug could be maybe $30. Under the Medicare plan, that same drug, especially cancer drugs, could be hundreds of dollars.
I thought it was like $2,000 for a client.
Oh, yeah.
They were looking at trying to get a reverse mortgage because their mom was having a hard time paying that. But unfortunately, the family said, we'll help you out, Mom. And hopefully they are.
Yes.
But it was very
But, you know, I tell my clients, take the medication as prescribed, because if you don't, you're not going to get better. You're going to get worse, and you need more medications.
Right.
So work with your doctor. Be proactive. Do the things they ask you to do to stay healthy, be active, keep your weight down, because then it will hopefully reduce a lot of the medications that you're currently taking that you may not need again.
Yeah, that's very important. I think it's important for people to understand that, you know, I thought the seniors or pre-retirees almost every day, or I golf or play softball. I always tell people, life's going to change a little bit.
Yes.
So I know, and I know it's hard for people to change, and I get that. Unfortunately, it's just going to be kind of something. Some things are going to be a requirement to accept the change, move on, and or ask for help for other people how they moved on. Because, you know, we're going to be doing stories. We're going to have a story every issue coming soon where we're going to have retirees talk about their life and what the changes they've done. We've had men and women tell their stories. But it's just so critical, especially with your health.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, even sometimes the doctors don't realize the cost of these medications under Medicare.
I don't think they know at all.
No, they don't. Because a lot of times I hear that some of my members say, oh, my doctor wanted me to take this brand name drug just in case. Well, I say, okay, give this research to your doctors and let them know the cost of these just in case drugs that they're asking you to pay for. And tell them how many of those very expensive, just-in-case brand-name drugs that they think it's not very much is actually going to cost you. And have that heart-to-heart with them, because I'm never going to tell you, don't listen to your doctor because it's expensive. But the doctors need to try to work with you to find an alternative, generic. Because, you know, a lot of these brand-name drugs are maybe one pill combination of two generic drugs. And because you're going to take two drugs or two pills versus one pill, they're going to charge you double.
Yeah.
Is it worth not taking the extra pill that's going to cost you half the cost?
Yeah.
So these are the realities that we try to counsel our patients, our members. And that's why a lot of our members rarely leave us, because no one ever will do that much work for them. So it is a lot of work that we do, but we pride ourselves because that's the service we promise them.
Yeah, it's important. And if you're listening and you're dealing with your parents, you need to go to a doctor with your parents. If you're going physical therapy, any kind of outside help support your parents are getting, just to make sure. And so always attend all doctor appointments or dental appointments or vision appointments. And if it's in home care, just kind of keep one ear, because you have to be the advocate.
Exactly.
You really have to be the advocate. And if you don't know, give us a call. We can more than happy help you out. If I don't know the answer, I can make sure I get the answer or get the right professional person for you, because going forward, you know, it could be very detrimental, can't it?
Very expensive, yes.
Yeah, and we want to stay healthy. So For Medicare plans, when I'm going to retire, and I love HMSA or Kaiser.
Yes.
I see it all the time. There are plans that could be better for them, like you said, Aloha Care, Ohana Care, or WellCare, United Healthcare, Humana. How do you get them off that? Because I see so many that HMSA, Kaiser, great, and I love them, but Medicare is a whole nother ballgame. And so are there better plans possibly? And what are some of the other things they should be looking at?
Costs of added value, number one, because most people like free stuff. Mm-hmm. But once their doctors and medications are covered, basically the same, look at the premium. Because some of these zero premium plans, you know, previous when I first started with Medicare, people, the generations that were there said, zero premium can't be any good because it's too cheap. I'd rather pay my $200-$300 a month in premium. Uh-huh. That was that mindset. Now people are changing. Now people are willing to look. as long as I give them a side-by-side comparison for them to understand the costs. Because my job is not to sell them a plan. I don't care whether they, if they want to take HMSA or stay with, I always encourage Kaiser members to stay with Kaiser, mainly because I know.
If they like Kaiser.
Exactly.
I've heard a lot of great things about it, and I've heard some people that didn't like it so much.
If they don't like it, then fine, come see me. But I want them to understand the cultural difference that Kaiser member going to experience when they go outside of Kaiser, because it's no longer that one-stop shop.
Yeah.
The closest plan that has that one-stop shop is things like a Queens or a Straub Clinic, where everything's one place,
right,
and all your doctors are there.
Right.
But to have to go to different doctors and specialists outside of Kaiser, it's a real different experience. So we warn them ahead of time. If they want us to make the change, we tell them, no problem, we will. Because again, we're just there to educate them. We're not going to tell them yes or no. If they say, which of these plans would you want? I said, well, you know, which of the looks best for you cost-wise? I'm Chinese. I'm always going to look at the bottom line. Yeah, which is going to cost me the least amount of money. So we actually give our members bottom line costs so that they can make a informed decision.
Yeah.
After that, it's up to them.
We had the Kaiser chief pharmacist on a month or so ago, and yeah, her parents had Kaiser when she was born. She's got to be, I mean, she sounded really young, yeah, but she must have been like early to mid-30s, maybe late-30s, but she had been at Kaiser her whole life because she was born at Kaiser, and she's a big Kaiser fan. So yeah, the culture is really different.
Yes.
And I don't have Kaiser, but I'm thinking about it, but then I thought about, can I accept that culture? Because I'm used to going whoever I want to go, yeah.
And get that second opinion.
Yeah.
I'm the type that I want a second opinion.
Yeah.
With the Kaiser and your primary care physician having to refer you before you see a specialist.
Yeah.
My personality, I have a problem with that. Because that to me is a gatekeeper, and I don't like that.
Yeah. So one of the things I thought about is that I try to help stay healthy as much as possible. I do a lot of things to stay healthy, besides taking Xantosin, by the way. I love Xantosin, and I'm always sore because I'm either swimming, golfing, or playing softball. Running. But I always take that. But so I see people that are healthy, and I see people that are not healthy. Like, I don't take any medications. And I told a story maybe a year ago that when I had my second shoulder surgery, I was like 52. So the nurse came in and goes, what kind of medications are you taking, Mr. Ihara? I said, I don't take any medication. No, you must be taking something. I mean, I thought that glucosamine, and I don't think I took Xantosin.
Supplements, they're not medications.
Yeah, so she goes, no. I said, why do you keep, she asked me like that three times, seriously. Yeah. I said, why do you ask me that for? She goes, well, anybody over 50 has got to be taking something.
Yes.
I said, what makes you think that? Everybody that comes in here is taking something.
Yeah.
I said, wow. So I actually did the test. Then next week, I asked about five of my friends who are like 50 and older, and yeah, they all took something.
Yep.
I was like shocked.
Yes.
Even the skinny guys were taking something. Not skinny, that's what I say, skinny. So, are there plans better for people that have more health issues or chronic issues at 65 versus somebody that's healthy like myself so far? Don't quote me on that. Hopefully at 65 I'm not taking any medication. But let's say I'm not taking any medication. Are there plans better for that?
Well, then you choose whether you want to be restricted by a network provider, because your Medicare Advantage plans are based on a provider network. So you have to stay within that network provider list. So if you travel outside of Hawaii, like with HMSA, you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, so you have some coverage on the mainland. United Healthcare and Humana do have participating providers outside of Hawaii. So you just have to be cognizant of that. You can't just willy-nilly go anywhere and think that your specific plan for that year is going to cover that. For Medicare supplement plan, as you know, I do a lot of those. People want choice. People with a little bit more of income, they want to have the guarantees to know that once they pay that little bit higher premium, they're basically good to go. That no matter how old they get, how much care they need, they're going to be covered by their supplement plan based on their schedule benefit. So, and the drugs, we can customize the drugs. If you take you take no drugs, there are plans that start at $5.70. The other day I met a client when we did her analysis for her drugs, was $26,000 a month.
Wow.
It was scary. But again, we're just the information source, the resource for our clients. So we just lay it all out for them. It takes a lot of our time because we look up every single plan for those particular drugs and dosages to give them that comparison. And we give them an accurate comparison based on that particular day.
So what did that lady do from a $26,000 a month drug plan?
I literally have people, if they work for a company that's a little higher, go back and pay the COBRA rate of $1,500 a month. Because when you do the analysis of what they have to pay for their drug plan under outside Medicare or within Medicare versus the group medical plan copayments, it was cheaper to pay the $1,000 COBRA. But again, it's all based on numbers. So without accurate information, how can you make a decision?
Yep. That's why I tell everybody, you know, if you're working with a professional like Margaret, she will ask you a ton of questions to find out exactly what your needs, wants, and concerns are. Because going straight to a plan because your friend has it, that's not the way to go about it.
No.
So, but anyway, one last tip for everybody before we get out of here.
Last tip, anytime you have any questions about Medicare, just call my office.
Yeah.
We'll tell you. If you're calling me a year too soon, we'll just say, check back with us next year if you're thinking about retirement, something happens. This last year, with the last year and a half, we've been busy throughout the year because we were essential workers. A lot of people were needing to retire early.
Yep, or forced to retire. Yep.
So we were just that resource for them to land and be able to be handheld through the whole process. And every year, we handhold them through the following year, because we don't want them to be complacent to think, oh, the plan I have is fabulous, I'm not going to change. No, you have to change. Because otherwise, you're going to be very shocked the following year that the plan that you had last year no longer worked for you this year.
So if you're ready to retire, talk to HR director, or you can call or have your HR director call Margaret about the Medicare plan when he turns 65. Margaret, thank you so much. Again, the phone number again?
808-591-4877.
Great. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Listen, guys, be safe, plan ahead, live well, and we'll see you next Sunday. Aloha.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
591-4777. Shoo doo doo. Who's got the best views of Vegas around? Call 591-4777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play. Good luck, we go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.